Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Stewart Chamber is our board president, Ryan Morrison, joining us again. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, you had your kind of big shindig here earlier in June, and that was your Stewart Good Egg Day, albeit a little bit more of a scaled-down version, but, man, it made it seem like you packed 2 days that this event normally is into one big day celebration, and I don't know if you could have pulled it off any better because, boy, the weather turned out nice. Everything seemed to run pretty smooth. Just kind of give us your thoughts about how Stewart Good Egg Day and your sesquicentennial plus one event combination went this year.
Yeah, like you said, we're very fortunate on the day. The day was a gorgeous day. We had a great turnout through the parade, both participants and watchers. We had numerous events going on in the park and the field dedication, some of the alumni events that were going on around town. Overall, just a fantastic event, better turnout than we've seen even pre-COVID. So very great day held for us there. The street dance had a good turnout. They held the street dance 2 days, and it was packed full.
Well, let's talk now about, continuing developments. It just got off the ground pretty recently here earlier this year, and that is your community time bank. First of all, Ryan, can you kind of just, again, briefly explain the process of what this idea of the community time bank is, and then secondarily, kind of share with us maybe some examples of what people have done so far?
Time bank is a great idea that the chamber kind of thought we'd give it a try. The concept of a time bank is that every single person in our community and surrounding communities has a skill to offer, whether that skill is sewing or teaching another skill or running an errand for someone, checking on a neighbor, helping a neighbor with a project. Everybody has something they're able to do and can donate, you know, baked goods to a fundraiser, you know, yard work for an elderly neighbor, trip to the airport, you know, everybody can offer something. So the idea of the concept of a time bank is that those community members that needs some help in an area can go on there and say, you know, I need this help, but I can provide this skill in exchange. And though they may not trade directly across, this person may get their help from person A, and they may in turn be helping person C. But it kind of, the idea is to bring the community together to give those volunteer opportunities to people that want to get more involved with the community but don't really know how, to give those people that might need some help the opportunity to ask from people that are able and willing to provide that help. So it's about growing closer together as a community and building those connections across generations and across talents and skill types.
What are some of those offers, just to give people an idea to maybe go and check it out?
So currently out there in business planning and establishing mentoring, we've got requests for the help for the Student Lions Club, skill learning opportunities. So there's a few things out there that people are looking to exchange their talents and energy. Community organizations can use it to get volunteers or find volunteer opportunities. Like, you know, if the Boy Scouts was wanting to help around town on a cleanup, they could post on there saying they're offering. I know the racetrack at one point was saying that they could use some help picking up cans and bottles after events. So that's something they could post on there just to kind of give people ideas of some of the things you can use.
Okay. And then let's talk about some other type of projects that the Chamber is involved with and trying to promote as well. As I understand, the fundraising effort to try and get a replica of the car that was used by the famous robbers of Bonnie and Clyde through the Stewart area there, it continues to go on. Can you, again, just kind of briefly describe what it is, the end goal of what you're trying to achieve here? And if you could tell us, you know, maybe a couple ways that people can maybe put forth some monetary donations to try and help out these efforts.
Sure. What we're trying to do is capitalize on the fact that Stewart is the location of the last Bonnie and Clyde bank robbery. And it was just a few months before their death in the infamous shootout. We already, being the location of the last bank robbery, draw in some of that tourist crowd wanting to take a look at the building and the pictures. And so in an effort to kind of draw some attention to some of our downtown businesses, the goal of what we're trying to accomplish is putting a replica of the car they died in that shootout in our pocket park, which is located next to the bank, and provide a few more photo opportunities for people stopping through and kind of draw more attention to our downtown area. So we're looking at putting out at a pad and a replica of the car, some signage, a few photo opportunities. The site of the bank is also the location of what we're trying to get a community mural put up to kind of show off some of Stewart's history and qualities that Stewart offers.
And so with both of those projects here, Ryan, that are ongoing, can you kind of describe where people can make a monetary donation if they'd like to help out in your fundraising endeavors for both of these projects?
Sure. So the Bonnie and Clyde car, we currently have a GoFundMe page working to raise funds for the car. But either project, so donations could be made directly to the Stewart Chamber of Commerce.
And then finally here, Ryan, I understand that in one of those ways that the Chamber was trying to get some grant funding that was available through the Iowa Economic Development Authority was to, present a promotional video and have people vote on it. Can you tell us kind of how Stewart fared in that endeavor and maybe what you're going to try and do after the fact with your video that you've been able to put together?
Yeah, so a small group of Chamber members put together a one-minute video highlighting the people and businesses and of Stewart. The purpose of that video was to try and secure a grant through the Iowa Economic Development Authority to go towards making a mural for a downtown area. So we thought it was perfect for the vision of that location. So it was kind of a rush deal. We put together this video, minute-long video, in just under 6 days and submitted it. There were numerous entries from across the state, roughly 18 entries. We fared pretty well. Our community really came out and voted us up, and we finished, though we didn't win, we finished in fifth place, which we were very happy with. But building on that initial success, we kind of want to take a step back and put together maybe a little bit longer video that really highlights Stewart as a whole and kind of markets the things Stewart has to offer for individuals looking to relocate here, both personal or business-wise.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Here with the Stewart Chamber Board President is Ryan Morrison joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.